if there were not an unborn, uncreated, unformed, unmanifested, there would be no escape from the world of the born, the created, the formed, and the manifested. Beautiful pointer. So, isn't it amazing that you encounter it not by running away from the world of forms around you, not by attempting to escape the limitations that the world of forms seems to impose on you continuously, and there's this longing for freedom in every human being. And most human beings look at their life situation as a set of limitations around them. It usually is, because every form is limited. Even if you were extremely wealthy, after a while, that would become a limitation on you. You have to have walls around your big house and need bodyguards to go out. So, and then there are the limitations that the body at some point becomes a limitation on you. No matter how fit it is at this moment, eventually you grow old, and it may be a little more difficult to get up. Oh, my back hurts. Or a more serious limitation. And many limitations happen because form is limitation. And there's a longing in humans for freedom from limitation. Freedom. And people believe that this freedom can be found in some situation. This is not to say that you cannot improve your life situation. It is wonderful to do that. Work to improve your life situation. Live in a nicer place. But not as a believing that that will free you. It's nice because when you play with the world of form, it's nice to have beautiful forms around you if you can, but don't depend on them too much. Because you juggle these forms and then one drops. And then before you know it, another one drops. And then somebody throws you on more. Okay. So the escape from limitation is not the escape from the limitations of form in your life. It's through the seeming limitations. By allowing the form of this moment, which quite often seems to be a limitation on your life, by allowing it internally to be as it is. So one could almost say you walk through the limitation, not away from it. You don't run away from it. You face it. And as you face it, allow it to be, it's no longer a limitation. That's inner freedom. So you find inner freedom often in the worst of circumstances. People have found it. They found it in prison camps. They found it through serious illness. They found it through serious disability. They found it through loss of all everything that they had and identified with. And suddenly, they were driven into acceptance of what is. And then the very limitation around them became an opening. And so some people in prison are living this teaching also. I get more and more letters from people in prison who have become free in prison. And some reported, a couple, that they got released prematurely and they were not even up for parole. Suddenly it happened. But it was a secondary bonus. The miracle is that often a difficult situation, even on the external level, changes and shows a more benign face. But that is a secondary bonus that you get as you surrender. And that it is truly miraculous what you can experience as there's a shift in that consciousness, how quickly an external situation can turn around, how quickly help can come in, because you now cooperate with life, which is now, never not now. You cooperate with this moment. There's no resistance to life, which is now. And then life can help, because the entire universe is a field of intelligence.